Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1827. The topic is mindset, and the title is Consider the Source. I had a consultation with someone recently. We did a free 15-minute consultation, and they told me that they had been active prior to talking with me, but they've gained quite a bit of weight, and they've kind of lost sense of themselves, and they want to kind of reclaim themselves, get back to a healthier version. They have some pretty big goals, which are fun and exciting. Love their goals. But one thing they said kind of shook me a bit. Well, it should have, but unfortunately I've come across it before. But they had a doctor tell them that since they have PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, that they shouldn't perform high intensity exercise. Good God. I do not have PCOS, as you could probably imagine, but I have had clients who've had that. I've read very thick, ridiculous amounts of books on PCOS, and I'm familiar with it for my formal education background. So I know a lot about PCOS in a book. I know a lot about PCOS when it comes to clients and the way in which it actually impacts people's progress with aesthetics and strength. So to have a doctor tell someone that they shouldn't perform high-intensity exercise like weight training because they have PCOS is absolute bullshit. 100% bullshit. And it pisses me off because that doctor should shut the hell up because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. You can tell I get grumpy. But I've had clients who have competed and won in aesthetic competitions. I got a client that won a bikini competition. They had PCOS. I've had clients that have done very well and excelled and did great job in strength competitions. The doctor is not certified in exercise prescription. They're not certified in nutrition. They should stay in their lane, just like I should stay in mine. I'm not going to tell somebody, you know, medical diagnosis, but at the same time, is I do have the right to tell somebody, you know, hey, this is what I've seen in weight training before related to PCOS, and I know it can be done. I don't know if that doctor has ever worked with anybody to like prescribe weight training and nutrition given PCOS and see whether or not they could actually make progress or not. I'm going to guess no, because it is possible and it is safe. So if they had tried it, it would have been fine. But it's very, very frustrating. I actually told a client, and I had one client that went to a gynecologist, and the gynecologist told them that weight training was going to hurt them and cause them to gain weight. So the client came to me crying, and I was like, oh gosh, you know, what's up? So we sat and we talked, told him, you're totally fine, don't worry about that. I called two other clients who follow that gynecologist, and I said, all three of you need to leave. All three of you, if this is the type of advice that person gives, trash advice. So we got them to a sport-related gynecologist. The sport-related gynecologist is totally fine with exercise, said, yes, please do. That's going to help with, insulin control, carbohydrates. It's going to help overall. Exercise is definitely a positive thing. So we got them to better resource. It was absolutely a much better experience. And like I said, one of the clients even won a bikini competition. Now, I've helped tons of people with PCOS, and it's been something that, you know, we've found that there are certain conditions and certain aspects you have to work around, but can you have an amazing, wonderful physical body that you love, that you're proud of? Hell freaking yes. So absolutely yes. So that advice frustrated the hell out of me, and it prompted me to make today's podcast, which is titled Consider the Source. A doctor would seemingly be a very good source for health-related information. Unfortunately, not all doctors have a great background in knowledge or experiential knowledge, like so educational knowledge or experience knowledge in nutrition or exercise prescription. They just don't. That's not their area of expertise. So I really wish they would stop giving advice in those areas. But it also led me to think of how often people give nutrition advice. Everyone has an opinion on nutrition. It is just absolutely amazing. When I go places, before anybody knows what I do, it is incredible to hear what people consider to be healthy, quote-unquote healthy nutrition, or to be good nutrition advice. And then recently somebody was giving somebody next to me advice, nutrition, and then as we were kind of all talking, somebody said, well, what do you do? And they looked at me. I said, well, I do nutrition and training coaching. And they looked, they go, really? And I, yeah. And they said, well, I probably sound like an absolute moron. And I didn't disagree. I very politely didn't answer that question, but like in my head, I was like, yeah, like nothing you said so far is even remotely close to correct. You haven't asked this person anything about their background. You don't know what they're coming out of. You don't even know what they're working towards. Like, good God, to give people advice when you don't know anything about them and you don't have any formal education is absolutely insane. It's just, I'm not going to ask a zookeeper on how to do the plumbing in my house. It's just absolutely insane. Absolutely insane that people are so eager to give nutrition advice when they don't know what the hell they're talking about. It's absolutely nuts. So what I want you to do as a listener of this podcast is to consider the source. When you get advice from someone, think in your mind, what are their credentials? Do they have any education on this topic? Not just they read a book. Okay, I mean like a literal formal education, like a college degree, some kind of certification. Do they have anything like a piece of paper that proves they've learned something more than what one book can be read? Then do they have experience? Yeah, they probably experienced it themselves. Everybody who's done anything and got any positive results loves to tell everybody else. Totally understand. But if they haven't worked with other people, so maybe a diet worked really well for them, but that doesn't mean that exact diet is the best for everyone else. So they're going to tell everybody, oh, you should do XYZ diet because I did XYZ diet and it worked great. Horrible advice, because not everybody needs the exact same kind of framework of dieting. Not everybody's going to blend well with that, with their lifestyle, their food preferences. It's just not going to work for everyone. That's why there's 4 million variations of diets, because everybody has to find their own variation that works for them. So when somebody gives you advice, what's their formal education and what's their experiential education? Whoever you decide to listen to should have formal education and have experience beyond just themselves. If they don't have formal education, if they don't have credentials, then they better have insane, incredible experience. So they better have worked with, I mean, hundreds of people. They should know this in and out, and they're an expert in it. They just maybe don't have that certification, but they've done it for hundreds of people, and clearly they know what the hell they're talking about because it's worked hundreds of times. So if somebody doesn't have credentials, it doesn't mean they're automatically an idiot. Absolutely not. I know great trainers that do not have a training certification, but they've worked with hundreds of people, or they've worked for a long time with a very large group, let's say 40, 50, 60 people in their history, and all 40, 50, 60 did a great job. Nobody got hurt. Everybody who followed through with the advice got the exact results they wanted. They also had maybe a variety of different results and outcomes, so it shows that they know how to apply the information in different situations to different people. It's not just a one-size-fits-all type prescription. So you can definitely have somebody who doesn't have credentials that still knows a lot and is absolutely worth listening to. But that's kind of the way it works, is if you don't have the formal education, the experiential education should be very high, and vice versa. If somebody knows it because they have a certification, but they've never worked with anybody, then they don't know it yet. They've heard it. They're familiar with the information. But if they haven't applied the information, they don't really know it yet. There has to be the conversion from a book to real life. There has to be that part of the experience. So when you get nutrition advice from a family member, a friend, a colleague, unless they're certified, probably not the best source of information. You know, unless they've worked with like multiples and multiples and multiples and multiples of other people, probably not the best source of advice. If it was, hey, this worked for me, maybe it worked for you, well, you can look into it, read into it, but don't put any time, don't put money towards it yet. Don't invest your emotions into it yet. Learn about it more. That's the separation, is when somebody presents something to you, don't just blindly follow it. Go learn about it, because then it can expose you to new information. Maybe you find your way of applying that information. But definitely consider the source. There are so many people in the world that provide advice that you can be very picky. There are people you run across in real life. There are people you run across in podcasts. Wink, wink. There are people you run across on YouTube. There are, I mean, thousands would still be an understatement of the number of people that would offer nutrition advice or training advice. So you can be very picky. Look for credentials. Look for lots of experience. And then also consider, do they live it? If somebody gives you nutrition advice, do they do it themselves? If somebody gives you training advice, do they do it themselves? If somebody gives you life advice or places a judgment on you on how you're living your life, do they live it themselves? If someone critiques me, they better be able to back it up because that's what matters to me. If a person of good character questions my character, ooh, I'm definitely going to listen. I am going to hear what they say. I'm going to thank them. And then I'm going to take the time to process that, look into it, and see what I can do. There are people in my life who I believe are living life in an amazing, wonderful way in areas of life that I would like to improve upon. So what I see them do, I consider it and look and see if I should be doing it. If they were to question anything I'm doing, I sure as hell want to be able to explain it if I can, or give them an idea of why I'm doing it. Not necessarily in a sense of defending. So if they literally come and say, hey, I see you doing this. It seems a little counter to what I would think that you would do. What's your motivation behind that? They're literally asking, so I will literally explain. But if they say, hey, I don't think what you're doing right there is, I don't think that's right. Well, they didn't ask me, so I'm not going to defend myself. I'm just going to take that in. I'm going to process it. See, you know, based on the standards I want to live my life by, whatever I compare my actions to decide if they're right or wrong, I want to see if I can justify myself. If I can, and I'm happy with that, I'm going to keep going. If what they said makes me look at something, I'm like, ah, crap, you know, maybe I am falling short in this area, then I'm going to work on that. So if somebody of good character questions my character, then hell yeah, I'm going to listen. But if somebody who's a selfish piece of crap questions me, I'm not going to give it much attention. Because of my nature, I'm still going to look into it. Because I don't ever want to be, you know, somebody who just thinks, you know, they have everything together and all of a sudden you find out you don't. There's one of my best friends. We talk about the concept of the smelly kid in class. Is when you're growing up in school, there's always one kid who smelled bad. And I jokingly, you know, like make that reference because almost everybody has that experience. And they just don't know they stink. And maybe you don't want to tell them they stink because you're like, I don't know what their life situation is. If I tell them that, maybe they can't do anything about it. So what I told my friend was, if I'm stinking up the place, tell me. So I want to know if I'm the smelly kid. Tell me I'm the smelly kid. And I'm going to, you know, try to address that. So if I'm not doing something right, I want them to tell me what their thoughts are. And I'm going to look at that. So even if somebody who I don't think is good character tells me I'm not doing something right, I'm still going to look at it because I want to make sure I am. But I'll very quickly move on if I can justify it. I'm not going to waste a lot of a mental, emotional health trying to process that if I don't think it's coming from a good source. But that's the concept that I want to get across, is to consider the source. So if it's life advice and this person's living their life in the way that I believe is right, then hell yeah, I'm going to look into that. I'm going to dive deep into it. If they're not living life the right way, I'll consider it, but I'm not going to spend much time on it once I can justify it. Same thing with nutrition advice. If somebody gives me nutrition advice, but they either don't follow it themselves, I'm probably going to question what's going on there. Or they give me nutrition advice, I see that they're doing it, they follow it, and it worked great for them, but they've never worked with anyone else. You know, maybe I'll read about it, but I'm not going to probably just blindly start doing it. I'm going to read about it, learn about it, look at some other people who give that advice or not give that advice, find the common thread, and maybe follow the common thread. But we want to consider the source. So if somebody tells us to just do some crazy fat, and they're like, well, this worked for me, this was amazing, you should do it too. I am now aware of that thing. So I will research into it and I will learn more about it. But I shouldn't just blindly start following it if that person doesn't have credentials or they don't have experience with other people. So be a little more picky. Be a little more judgmental. Be a little more critical. Consider the source. Don't waste mental and physical effort. Don't waste your mental health. Don't waste time. Don't waste money unless you research it and you see that maybe this is worth it. So when you're given advice, consider the source. If it's a good source, look into it a little bit longer. If it's not a great source, maybe read an article or two, see if there's any merit to it. But if there isn't, move on. Okay. No clue if that was helpful, but I wanted to get it off my chest. So it helped me. If you have any questions, if you need anything, shoot me an email. My email is brutalironjim@gmail.com. If there's anything you want me to talk about, so if somebody tells you something and you're like, I don't know about that, send it to me. Send it to me via email and I'll make a podcast for you. Okay? So I'm always here. I'm always happy to help. Love helping people. So if you need anything, email me, brutalironjim@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.